My name is Rabbi David Pardo, and this is Mishnah Taharot. Today we find ourselves in the fifth chapter, Mishnah number 9. We're going to be dealing with testimony and what happens when testimony comes into conflict. So the Torah tells us, Al pi shnei edim o shlosha edim yakum devar. With the testimony of two witnesses or three witnesses, the matter stands. The reason it says two or three, we're taught, is that once you get to two, it's the same as upwards of two. Meaning 5 edim, 10 edim, it's all the same. The 2 edim is an ironclad din. 1 is very questionable, is allowed for certain circumstances, and is utterly disregarded for other circumstances. So today, in our mission, we're going to see what happens when testimony comes into conflict. Eid omer, nitma, vehu omer, lo nitmeti. So some guy points at you and says, hey, this guy is tameh, and you say, no, I'm not tameh. Tahor, you are believed against the witness. It's one versus one, and that doesn't work to make you tummy. Shnayim omrim, we disregard that aid. Shnayim omrim nitmeta, but hu omer lo nitmeti. Ah, this is different. Now you have two witnesses, and two witnesses is good enough for capital punishment. You say no, I'm not tummy. Rabbi Meir metame. So Rabbi Meir is metame because. If we are to believe witnesses in matters of capital punishment, we should certainly believe them, even against your word. The Chachamim omrim hu ne'eman al yedei atzmo, and the Chachamim say he is believed about himself. According to Bart Nura, that's not the plain meaning of it's not the plain meaning of the text that your witness counts against two. It's that we can interpret your words to be not in conflict with the testimony of the Edim. How? We can interpret your words to mean, of course I was tameh. These guys are absolutely correct, but now I went to the mikvah and I am tahor. So, since it's possible to read you in a way where you're agreeing with the edim, then we'll take your interpretation of the edus. Eid omer nitma ushnaim omrim lo nitma. So, one witness says that you are tameh, and two witnesses say that you are not. So then, ben b'shutei achi, ben b'shutei rabim, tahor. Whether you're in the public or private domain really doesn't matter, you're tahor, because you have two witnesses who say you're tahor. Shnayim omrim nitma, the eight omer lo nitma. Now you have two witnesses who say you're dafi tami, and only one coming against them. Again, bein reshut yachid, bein reshut rabim, tami. Whether in the public or private domain, we consider you tami, because we go like the two against the one. Eight omer nitma, the eight omer lo nitma. Ish omer nitma, the ish omer lo nitma. So you have a case where one aid against one aid, or one female aid against one female aid. Neither side of the finger pointing is conclusive. So then we are left in a matter that we're going to consider like a safek. Birshut yachid, tameh, birshut rabim, tahor. If you're in the private domain, we consider sfekos to be tameh. So you're tameh, and if you're in the public domain, when we consider sfekos to be tahor, you are tahor. And that is the din. That's it for chapter number 5. Moving right along to chapter number 6, Mishnah number 1. We're going to start dealing with Rishuyos more intensely. Makom shehaya reshuta yachi v'naseh reshuta rabim. So you have a place that used to be a public domain, a private domain, and now it is a public domain. You have a place that used to be a private domain and is now a public domain. There we go. Either that's because the weather, like in the winter, because the rain, it's a private domain, in the summer it's a public domain, or because it was sold. It was public property, and now it's owned by somebody. Chazar v'na'aseh reshut yachid. So, and then it goes back, it reverts to its old status. Again, either weather or commercial sale. Keshehu reshut yachid, sveiko tameh. Keshehu reshut rabim, sveiko tahor. So then how do we consider the cases of sveikos on a property, on a piece of land that switches back and forth? Very simply, we just consider it what it is at the time. So if it is, when it is a reshut yachid, when it is a private domain, we consider any sveikos there to be tameh. And when it is a public domain, a reshut rabim, we consider any sveikos there to be tahor. Hamesukan birshut hayachid v'etziyuhu l'rshut harabim. Here's an interesting case. You have someone who is deathly ill, and even faints, and we're not sure if he's alive or dead. And therefore, we're not sure if we're tameh or not tameh. So, He starts in a Rishut Yachid. I guess you guys are like, let's say, in a caravan or on camelback. You start in a private domain, and you can progress through a public domain and then continue on into a private domain. This is like a crazy twist on our previous case. Because the reason it's a crazy twist is because it's one person moving in and out. We're going to see how that plays out. Keshehu, so the Shita Chachamim is Keshehu Breshut Yachid, Sveikotame, Keshehu Breshut Rabim, Sveikotame. So Chachamim don't think this case is interesting at all. They are willing to apply the normal rules of Sveikos to it. So as long as you're in the public domain, you're Tahor, and as long as you're in the private domain, you're Tame. That's it. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi Shimon thinks that this case is interesting. He says, Rishut Rabim Mafsaket, that the public domain creates a barrier. What does that mean? Rabbi Shimon says, let's look at the facts on the ground. There's one person who may be alive or dead who's traveling through these Rishuyos. We can't say when he's in the Rishus Yachid, he's Tameh. Now that he's in Rishus Rabim, he's Tahor. And now switch back. And he's Tameh, meaning the man is alive or dead. He doesn't get to, because the Rishus he's in, suddenly switch the Metzias, switch the Realia on the ground. So according to Rabbi Shimon, the placement of the Rishus Rabim disallows us to switch him back and forth, and we have to consider him as if he's in the Rishus Yachid the entire time. The halacha, though, does not follow Rabbi Shimon. The halacha is simply that we consider things to be tahor tame. We consider sveikos to be tahor tame, depending on which rishut you are in. That is all for today. Thanks for joining us. We will see you back here tomorrow.